to my youth. This was back when both of my legs still worked and I had hair.
Yeah, I'm a fool for the city.
Indeed, indeed you are. That is the founding drummer of the great band Foghat, Roger Earl, who joins us right now. You guys are coming to town on November 23rd at the St. Charles Family Arena. Roger, yeah. welcome to KMOX, and let's start at the beginning. Yeah, you were there. You were there at the beginning.
I was there, yeah.
Who assembled whom?
Well, myself and loads of Dave left a band called Savoy Brown, and then we formed Foghat. We got Rob Price, who I think was probably one of the surely greatest blues rock slide players ever. But they both passed, and I miss them. Actually, we wrote a couple of songs about, wrote one about Dave that we've recorded called Tonsils and Sneakers. That's how he used to introduce himself on stage. And we wrote another song about Rob Price, and it was called Black Days and Blue Nights, because he struggled with his fame and abilities.
Hmm. And you guys...
But we remember our fellow musicians. I mean, it's important. I'm just lucky to be here. The good Lord hasn't seemed to take me just yet, and I'm pleased about that.
Well, man, ripping those skins is a lot of work. You've got to be in tip-top shape.
I try, you know, I stretch, I work out with lightweights, I walk, I don't run anymore, I ride my bike when the weather's nice, and I pick up my sticks every day, I sit on the pad and, like, keep my hands, and I travel with a pedal and a practice pad just to annoy the neighbors in the hotel. You know what it is? It's John I'm talking to, right?
Yes.
I'm one of those fortunate people in this world who gets to... playing a really good, great rock and roll band and a living at it. I don't have to go to work. And you know what work is for us? Sitting in planes, sitting in cars, hurry up and wait, hanging around backstage for the hour and a half that we get to play on stage. That's fun.
Yeah, I mean, making music is a tremendous, tremendous thing. And it's such a... life-giving, you know. It's a wonderful... Now, you guys, really interesting, because you guys are, you know, from across the pond, as they say. But yeah. your roots in this music is like blues and even boogie-woogie. And you guys, you grew up in an era where, you know, boogie was everywhere when you were a little boy, you know. How did that music so influence your style?
Well, you have to go back into history. All contemporary music, from one way or another, comes from the States. This is where it started, with the blues, when they dragged the Africans out of Africa, jazz, bebop, rock and roll, country music, soul music, gospel music, folk music. This is the land of music. This is where it comes from. And you've got this beautiful melting pot of stuff. You know, it comes from Europe. I mean, like folk music from music from Italy, music from Spain, France,
Ireland,
Scotland, and it is like it's this big melting pot. And even to this day, the States give music to the world, you know, with contemporary music. Music shouldn't stay the same anyway. It should always change. You know, every generation has their music. But this is the land of music. This is why I always wanted to come here ever since when I was about 8 years old. I told my older brother that I was going to stow away. And he went along with it for a while until I packed my bags one afternoon. And he said, "Where are you going?" And I said, "I'm going to stow away." And he smacked me around the ear and said, "Don't be so stupid." But I got here eventually. The first time I came to the States was 69. It felt like coming home.
Yeah, and how long have you lived? You live in Long Island now. How long have you been there?
I moved here in 73.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I got my green card in 76. I've moved around a bit. I've lived in L.A. I've lived in Florida. Actually, we have a band house down in Florida. We have a studio down there where we record all our records. Actually, we just had an album released about a year ago. And called Sonic Mojo, and it spent 32 weeks in the Billboard top 10 of the Billboard Blues charts. So we're still making music.
And this blew me away. For the first time in history, this new album, Sonic Mojo, is nominated for a Grammy. And that's the first time you've had that distinction. That's got to be pretty special.
Not nominated. We just sort of put it up for one. So we'll see. It was special, actually. Yeah, but we were in some pretty heady company, as it were. But it's all about the music anyway. By the way, talking about music, Head East is a band that we've played with many times.
Oh, sure.
They're going to be on the show too, right?
They are. That's what a great band that is.
Yeah, they are. They are a great band.
Let me ask you this. When you guys started touring, because I saw you early on. Well, you'd been around. I saw you maybe 1979, 1980 here in St. Louis.
Oh, we were hot.
Yeah, you were. But when you started touring, you were opening for somebody, right? Who were you opening for on your first couple of tours?
Jay Giles, I remember. Fantastic band. Humble Pie. They were the two bands that loved touring with. They were great bands to play with. Really, really great people. Became really good friends with Stevie Marriott. Jay Giles is probably one of the best American bands ever.
Yeah.
So they were one of my favorites. Their show was incredible. They played great. They were my two favorites back in the day. But we played with just about everybody. It's always fun with ZZ Top and a few other bands from the Midwest.
Yeah. Did you ever play with Kansas?
Yes, great band. Yeah. We're good friends with their lead guitar player, especially Brian, our lead guitar player, is good friends with them. Great band. Made some great, great music. Actually, they have a great drummer, too, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They do. And so does Foghat have a great drummer. And he's Roger Earl. He's been our guest. They're going to be at the Family Arena on November 23rd. All the hits, right?
All the hits, yeah. So Right, Ball for the City, I Just Want to Make Love to You, Stone Blue. Actually, we do one ballad, which was Third Time Lucky, which actually was probably one of our highest charting singles.
Oh, that's a nice piece, man. Yeah, that's a nice piece.
Actually, when it was released, I think a lot of people didn't realize it was Foghat.
We can
be a little mellow for about 5 minutes. That's about it, though.
But you'll be rocking that night away at the Family Arena. Roger Earl, thanks so much for your time.